You say, oh, I don't believe God leads anybody.
In all thy ways acknowledge him and he'll direct thy paths. God led an unsaved king to issue a decree to rebuild the temple at Jerusalem because the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of waters, he turneth it whithersoever he will. God can use even unsaved people to perform his will. God could lead people who translated the King James Bible and begged God for 3 hours a day for 3 years before they even started translating that they would translate it properly, translate it correctly. Okay, and I mean, if you study the history of the King James Bible, it's amazing. But that's not even the point. The point is that we have God's Word today preserved. It can be in any language. It can be in English. It can be in another language. But guess what? If the King James Bible is right, which I believe from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, then if another language Bible says something different, it's wrong. And I'm not talking about differences in language and differences in grammar and differences in auxiliary words and pronouns. I'm talking about a difference in what it says, that it actually says something different. Now, it's interesting because I was in Romania. And when I was in Romania, I want to use this just to illustrate the point of what I'm talking about. When I was in Romania, I had never been to Romania. I didn't know I was going to Romania. I ended up staying with somebody and they said, we're going to Romania for a week. I said, oh, okay, cool. You know, that'd be neat. Because I was staying in Germany at the time. So we went to Romania. I didn't speak any Romanian. But Romanian is a lot like Spanish. And I spoke Spanish. And so I started picking it up right away. It was making a lot of sense to me right away because it's so similar to Spanish. And I went to church and I sang the hymns and didn't understand the sermon. But I asked the missionary, I said, I want to buy a Bible. I said, because I want to learn how to speak Romanian. And so I want to have the Bible and I can, you know, memorize some Bible and it'll help me learn the language and read the Bible. And I said, is the Bible in Romanian, is it like the King James Version? You know, is it the right Bible or is it a, you know, which Bible is right? Which version is right in Romanian? Because I knew in English there's a bunch of versions. So I said, well, which version is right in Romanian? He said, well, there's two versions in Romanian. He said, one of them is the Romanian Orthodox version by the Orthodox Church in Romania. And he said, the other one is called the Cornelescu Bible. And it was a man named Cornelescu who translated it. And he said, this is what all the Baptists and Pentecostals use in Romania. All Baptists, Pentecostals, those type of religions. He said, they use this one. He said, the Orthodox Church uses this Orthodox version. And I said, well, so this is the right one then, the Cornelescu one. And he said, well, he said, it's right about 80% of the time. Now, that's not a very high percentage at all, okay? That means every five verses I'm reading something wrong. Now, I'm not saying that's what the percentage is. I'm saying that's what he told me. So you can see what my reaction to that was. 80%. He said, 80% of the time it's right. He said, the other 20%, it's like the NIV. He said, it goes with the Westcott and Hort, you know, critical Greek text. It's like one of the modern perversions. He said, so I just preach out of the good parts of it, and when I get to the parts that are wrong, I just correct it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that doesn't sound good. If you're correct in every five verses, you know, that's terrible. So I said, well, what about this Orthodox version? I said, is that one even worse? And he said, no. He said, actually, you know, from what I've read, the Orthodox version, he said, it seems to line up completely with the King James Bible. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, well then why are you using this other one? And by the way, since then I've studied. And I've read both the New Testament and both versions, okay? And I've discovered that the Orthodox Bible is dead on with the King James Bible. And I mean, I think I found a few discrepancies, but I mean, we're talking about, it was 99.99%. I mean, it was right there with the King James. And everything I was looking up was right. And everything I looked up in this Cornelescu one was wrong. It was saying Joseph was Jesus' father, you know, that kind of stuff. Over here it's saying Joseph and his mother marveled in the Romanian Orthodox version. In the Cornelescu it's saying his father and mother. And I'm going through it, I'm looking at it later on. But let's go back to the conversation I was having with the missionary. I said, well, wait a minute, if you're saying this one lines up more with the King James than this other one that all the Baptists are using, I said, why don't you use this one that's the right one? Why don't you use the right one? Why are you using this other one? And he said, well, we don't use it for a couple reasons. He said, number one, you have to go to the Romanian Orthodox bookstore to buy it. Okay? That was reason number one, he said. Okay. He said, number two, he said, it has this introduction at the beginning that like praises the Orthodox Church. So I'm like, okay. You know, I'm hoping that the next reason's better, you know. And then he says, and then number three, he said, it has a lot of archaic words in it. And I'm like, boy, that sounds kind of like the King James Bible. You know? And in reality, since I've studied, it's not archaic. It uses like the same wording as the newer Romanian one, the Cornelescu. I mean, the word order is a little different, but it's, I'll put it this way, it's less archaic than the King James. And we read that just fine. And so does my three-year-old read it just fine. But anyway, and he said, and the fourth reason why is because it has the apocryphal books. He said, they're not mixed in. He said, they're not mixed in with it, though. They're in a separate section in between the Testaments, in between Old and New Testament, labeled Apocrypha in the middle. They're not interspersed like in a Catholic Bible. They're just in the center in a special section between the Testaments. And he said, it's just too confusing to people to tell them, you know, don't read that introduction and don't read the Apocrypha. You know, so basically he said, we just use this one because this, he said, plus, you know, this is what all the Baptists use. You know, is this Cornelescu one, which is like a totally modern, you know, NIV type corruption, worse than the New King James. I'll put it that way. I don't even think the New King James doesn't even call Joseph Jesus father. I mean, it has a lot of other wicked things in it, but this one was even more so. And I'm listening to him, and I'm thinking, you know, this isn't right. This doesn't make sense at all. So then that's, like I said, I went back. I studied it. I learned. I started to study Romanian. I started attending a Romanian Baptist church in Sacramento for several months. I would go in the evening. The services were 4 hours long. How's that, you know? I'm preaching 4 hours tonight, by the way. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, four-hour services. And I used to go, I think it was on Thursday night, I would go and sit there for 4 hours and listen, and I was learning and meeting people so that I could learn how to speak Romanian. And as I studied and looked at it and studied and I figured it out, I realized that they're using the totally wrong Bible. And these are independent fundamental Baptist missionaries that are King James only that are totally using the wrong Bible just because everybody else is. And I just got an email from a guy today, okay, and about this very issue, because he had contacted me because he's a missionary in Romania. And I wrote to him and said, I don't understand why people are using this other, instead of using the Orthodox version. Because you see, when the Orthodox versions, the reason that they line up with the King James is because they're from the East and they spoke Greek, so they have the received Greek texts that they've used all along. So the Eastern Orthodoxy has used Bibles throughout history that were basically lining up with the King James, whereas the Catholic in the West was using the Vulgate, and the Catholic manuscripts where the NIV and so forth come from. And this man wrote to me and he said this, because I said, why don't they use the Orthodox? I said, if somebody's so worried about all these, and I didn't like the big introduction in the front or the apocryphal books in the middle, or having to buy it from a guy with a beard that's a foot long. Because when I bought my... Not that I'm against anybody having a beard that's a foot long. That's okay. You know. But I walked into the Romanian Orthodox bookstore, and you know, the guy had a beard down to here, and he was wearing these long black flowing robes. You know what an Orthodox guy looks like. And what was my point? And basically I said, you know, if they're so worried about that, why don't they just get a printing press, you know, and just print paperbacks of it or something that are basically just the text, just the Bible. You know, just Genesis to Revelation, just the 66 books. Or print it, make New Testaments and make Bibles and just print them out, you know. Why not? And he said to me this, he wrote back to me and he said, well, he's like, you know, he said, yeah, you know, there are places that are better in the Orthodox version. But he said, here's the problem. He said, the problem is that it's just kind of become the tradition that this is what all the Baptists and all the Pentecostals and all anybody who's a non-Orthodox, people who come out of the Orthodox, they don't use the Orthodox Bible. And he said, I'm afraid that if I tell somebody who used to be Orthodox, hey, your Bible was actually right. He's like, that could do so much damage to their faith. And so he said, and I'm just thinking, and I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous. He said it's going to confuse them or something. for him to say, what I'm actually preaching out of for the last 8 years, actually your Orthodox Bible was right and this stupid one that I've been preaching out of is actually totally wrong. That's going to shake their faith. Okay, well just keep preaching the wrong one then. Because you'd hate to confuse them. You know, maybe there wouldn't be any confusion if people would just stand up and just say what they believe and say right's right and wrong's wrong. There's nothing confusing about saying that the Bible that they used in Romania for centuries, for hundreds of years, yes, the Orthodox religion teaches work salvation, but they did have the right Bible, and so that's what we're going to preach. We're not going to preach from some idiot Cornelescu who's burning in hell for twisting God's word. Because Cornelescu's in hell if he took out verses. And Cornelescu's in hell if he said that Joseph is Jesus' father. Because that's what people in hell believe, not what people in heaven. And so I'm not going to use a Bible that was translated by somebody who went to hell for twisting the Bible. That's why his part was blotted out. Oh, but the Orthodox version, you know, you can't use it because you're going to confuse people because you're going to tell them you're a Baptist, but you use an Orthodox Bible. So what? This Bible was made by the Church of England. I'm not Church of England, I'm a Baptist. But it's still God's Word.
Amen. Yeah.
So what? You say, oh, but, you know, you can't use a Bible that says Orthodox on the cover. You know what? I don't care what you put on the cover of this book. It's God's Word. You could draw a stick figure on the front of it. And, you know, and call it whatever. You could call it whatever you want. You could call it the King James Version, or you could call it the Stephen Anderson version, or you could call it, you know, whatever you want to call it. The words between the cover are God's Word.
Amen.
But you see, people are confused. People are mixed up. They care more about what man thinks than what God thinks. That's the bottom line. They care that some phony Baptist who believes you can lose your salvation, like almost every Baptist church in Romania preaches and teaches. Because I've been to Romania, and basically that's why I quit going to that Romanian Baptist church in Sacramento. The pastor was saved, but about 3/4 of the people in his church thought you could lose your salvation in that Romanian Baptist church in Sacramento. And as I talked to people, I start realizing these people aren't saved. Some of them were saved, but the majority of them were not saved and said you can lose your salvation. And they said I was saved, and then I lost it, and then I got saved again. And this is what these Romanians are preaching over there, these bunch of Baptists who are using a false Bible, preaching that you can lose your salvation, preaching repent of your sins, salvation. And then an American missionary goes over there and wants to fit in with them. And in order to fit in, uses their phony Bible. If you want to fit in America, you use the NIV. And if you want to fit in Mexico, you'll use the 1960 version. And if you want to fit in Phoenix, you'll use the NIV or the Living Bible or Good News for Modern Man. But you know what? I don't want to fit in. I want to do right.
Amen.
And if I'm in America, I'm going to preach out of the King James Bible. If I'm in Mexico, I'm preaching out of the old Reina Valera, Antigua. I'm not preaching out of some modern book from the 60s that takes out hell and takes out all these things. And if I'm in Romania, you know, I'm going to use that Romanian Orthodox Bible because I'm not using a Bible. It's not from the received Greek text.